Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. As you join us, Grado and John are just currently looking at the ARIA Award nominations. It's for radio. Guys, any nominations?
No. Oh, no, we got Station of the Year. Quite One nominated for Station of the Year. There we go.
Where are these, John?
Has Go Radio got nominated for Station of the Year?
We don't want one.
John, can you see Go Radio written there anywhere in the nominations?
I'm going through all the... Oh, quite one of my best music show, Gary Spence. There you go. There's another one. Oh, best station production. Quite one for Super Scoreboard. I'm looking through Go Radio.
Nay, Go Radio nominations?
No, I can see you. No.
Right, okay. I'm going to put this out there right now. Grado, you pass this on to Crofty. See if he's wanting a nomination next year. You know how to phone. You know my number. You've got my number, Grado. You get me on a blower. Let's take George Bowie out once and for all.
It's time. Where are these, John? I think
all right. This is in the Radio Academy website. So they're nominees for best.
Grado, your internet isn't doing. You're currently talking to us on Zoom. Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft, everybody. And it is exciting because it is the week before WrestleMania. No, the week before WrestleMania. It's the run-up to, it's the road to WrestleMania. It's the week of WrestleMania. Saturday, Sunday night, it's the 30th of March, you know, and you will find that the day after the 30th of March is the 31st, and then the day after that is the 1st, and that is at WrestleMania Saturday. Guys, are you pumped and jacked and ready for WrestleMania?
By the way, I went to the doctors today. See that? Did you see that?
Your daddy's?
Have you seen the lump in my chest? No.
No, I've not seen a lump in your chest. Why have you a lump in your chest?
I've had it for ages. No, I heard that the panto Jester and Scott and Bob were going, can you get that checked out, man? I went, it's a fucking bit of milk. It's a bit of milk build-up. But then Stephanie went, no, that's getting bigger. And then I started to get one on my neck. Did we see the one on my neck? See it?
Aye.
So, but I went today and she went, oh, that's just a the thing in your chest is just a cyst, but you'll need surgery to get it out.
Oh, wow.
I was like, dear? I was like, what the gear like the goonie and the, you know what I mean? Is it going to go to that? She's like, you'll get all that. Under the knife?
You're going to have to go under a knife to get a cyst removed. Did The Rock have to get that done?
He was juicing up, wasn't he? Or the kind of, he ended up getting that, there's a name for it. Or the kind of bodybuilders listening in, fellow bodybuilders will be saying, be shouting at the
fellow name. Bodybuilders.
Be shouting at the podcast, but there's a name for it. It's when your tits go thing weight. Hold on. Build up of fluid in male chest after steroid abuse.
Here we go. Just Googling for this on his internet.
Ah, gyna something.
Right. Okay.
I can't pronounce it. Gynecomastoma.
Do you think you've maybe got a cyst in your chest for taking a chop or some kind of blow?
No, she says it's probably my diet.
Oh, really?
Well, then I was sort of Googling it and I scrolled down and it was like, I was like, you know, symptoms and, you know, you get in these medical websites, it says symptoms and how can it be spread and all that bullshit. And as I scrolled down, there was just one big picture, this like stock picture of like burgers and chips and fried onions and all that. And I was like, oh, I think it's got something to do with that.
So, oh, Christ, on a bike. Right, well, let's see what the punters have been talking about this week. Here, let me tell you something. JP wants to say rest in peace to Paul O'Grady, Lily Savage, I'm sure. The boys here both join me on this. Everybody love fucking Paul O'Grady, right?
Sad news, wasn't it?
Oh, very sad. So rest in peace to Paul O'Grady, without a doubt. And here's a wee callback clip from when he met the Macho Man Randy Savage. Big breakfast, I believe.
I'm Zoe Ball.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, Gentleman Jim Henry, and the Huckster in person.
Lenny Savage is with us as well.
I'm just having a couple of sips. Do you think we're related? Because you're a savage and I'm a savage.
Do you want to take a swim?
I wouldn't mind. You fancy one? Hold me mug. You know I'm a black belt, not a garmy. I tell you, do not mess around with me. No messing this morning, I'm telling you.
Brilliant, man.
That's brilliant, man. Hey, that's so funny. I'm a savage. You're a savage. Hey, did you see Zoe Ball there in the background?
Yeah, I did. Hey.
So my mate used to work in the Radisson.
Right.
It was the, what do you call it? He used to top up the minibar.
Aye, aye.
He used to, anytime there was celebrities, man, he would always like take pictures of their passport and send it to him. And he sent me a picture of Zoe Ball's once. He's like, look, mate, I'm in Zoe Ball's room. He's like, I'm doing a shit.
Oh, my God.
And then he done it with Avril Lavigne, no?
What, he done a shite in Avril Lavigne's room?
I took a picture of her passport and sent it to him.
I mean, that's fucking dodgy as fuck, right?
I know she's not saying that. I mean, it was like literally 20 years ago. I was a wee guy.
Aye, that's all right then. Yeah, using AI image generator, Creo. Oh! Here we fucking go. Jonathan, what the fuck? John Joe, what's going on here, brother? Billy's pointed us in the direction. What is this, John? Read it to you. What is AI? This?
So this is a new AI thing, and Rab, you'll know about this, called Crayon. Have you heard of Crayon?
I think this is
what done, you know, there was the images of the Pope and the only images of Donald Trump and all that, and I think you type in whatever you
was
want.
Was that no Midjourney? That was Midjourney.
Oh, was that Midjourney? Well, this is called Crayon. So someone's typed into Crayon, Hulk Hogan being annoyed at Irish language road signs in Tobermore and replacing them with Union Jacks. Would you like to see this? Would you like to see this picture?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's a good picture.
That
is funny. So, but you'll need to fucking sign up to a Patreon because, anyway, one for Rab probably. Thomas says might seem like a weird thing, but any of my wrestling mutuals ever take part in e-fedding back in the day, like online D&D cell. Grado, you must have done some e-fedding.
Aye, it was a bit fucking stupid, wasn't it? Really, I was Taz. I went Taz, and you. Did you never do it?
No, I didn't really do e-fedding. No, I need to be honest. I never really did e-fedding, but I used to play that. There was a game, remember, where you could run a wrestling promotion that was called something like CWF or something like that.
What was that again? It was like an app that you downloaded, wasn't it?
Aye, and it was like quite basic. It was like basic text and all that. Mm-hmm. But it was like you're running a promotion.
So no, called something like Fire? EWW Fire or something like that?
No, you're maybe thinking of like Fire Pro or something. It wasn't like that. It was like, was it CWF or something?
So what did you do in e-fedding, Grado? What did you do?
So like, if you went a character, and then it would be like, somebody would go somebody else. So like, say somebody was Mankind would come out and cut a promo and say that he's wanting to challenge Taz for the hardcore title, you up for it? And then they would post it, and then you would go on the next day and go, oh, I'm Taz. And then you're going to go, fucking let's do it. Taz walks down the ring. It was like that, wasn't it?
Aye. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Promotion Wars. Do you remember that, Grado?
No, but what's the thing I'm thinking about? I believe
you, are you sure you're not thinking of Promotion Wars? Where no. you could download it, and it was like, you could, anyway, it was good, Promotion Wars. Anyway, let's carry on. That's by the by, right? It's not a fucking computer game show we're doing. Know what I mean? Karate Warrior 2. Oh, hold on, sorry. Michael, first of all, says he was listening to a new episode and he inadvertently hit the 0.5 speed on my audio playback. No, I don't live in Scotland anymore, he says, but this sent me right back to Glasgow Buchanan Street bus station, waiting on the 84 to call Scythe and listening to the Jakeys. What he's meaning is if you play this at 0.5 speed, it sounds something like this. No, I don't live in Scotland anymore, but this sent me right back to Glasgow Buchanan Street bus station. This isn't John, it's slowed this down, by the way, I'm doing it. And, wait a minute, is there a clip here?
Yeah, there's a clip, here we go.
Expand it. Oh, it's good, man. It's cold-blooded murder.
Oh, really?
And sometimes you kind of find out, but this is a good one. A honey trap murder. It's just a wee.
What's it on?
Channel 4. You never saw 24/7 police custody before?
Nah, I don't think I have.
Come on, Barry, get a grip.
Right, listen. I want to put you the bar mitzvah. But we MJF.
No, it was too funny.
Particularly be what's his name? Wee man, skateboarder.
Harpy Allen.
It was good seeing him being able, because obviously he's just cutting a bit behind Sting, but I enjoyed his promo and all that. I was kind of just looking at these kind of young guys in the ring and going, this is fucking good, man.
I mean, that's what they call, that's the four pillars of AEW, isn't it? That's the four guys that are real kind of AEW guys, four guys that the WWE would love to have on the roster as well, probably. But I thought they all held their own really, really well. I mean, MJF's obviously amazing.
I thought it was a brilliant segment.
Oh, that was too good.
I'm fucking sore, man. I'm so sore.
Oh, that was a peach.
Jesus, man, that's fucking. I'm going to have to listen to everything like that now.
I know, that's a peach.
And Karate Warrior 2 points us to a picture. Rugby player Blake Lawhey, the Aussie Grado again as his best ECW Crimson Mask. That's a right Saurian looking that, by the way. If you want to get in touch with any of that. Or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook. Our email is at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Every week we separate the WrestleMania 11s from the WrestleMania 17s as we bury and put our stuff for the business. I want to put our, before anybody says anything else, I am really looking forward to the fucking Rey Mysterio and Dominic match. I'm telling you, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm loving Dominic's hoe. I wish Eddie was my dad hang. I'm loving Rey finally firing up and doing it. I think as well that they're going to make sure this is a good match, right? It's a father and son. It's maybe going to be one of Rey Mysterio's last high-profile matches. Like, maybe one, you know what I mean? What he's coming to the end.
Talkie's going to retire after this match.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's going to want to leave it all out there. Dominic's, his first big WrestleMania kind of match as a solo performer. He's going to want to leave it out there. Surely they'll have practiced it, right?
In the house and all that?
You would think so, right? You know, surely they've practiced that. What do you think?
Aye, because they would have trained with each other quite a lot. And everybody, what a story. A father versus son match at WrestleMania.
Historic.
The psychology, I mean, it's just bread and butter wrestling. It's going to be tremendous.
Do you know what
that means? I think that's got potential to steal the full weekend.
Exactly what I was going to say. See if that lives up to its potential, it could steal the show that much.
Do you know what I think? It'd be fucking amazing. I don't think it'll happen, but you never know if Dominic came down a low rider. Eddie.
I would love
it'd be fucking amazing, wouldn't it?
A wee nod like that. I mean, it's going to be all the business, man. I can't wait for it. You know that, Ray's wife's going to be there at ringside, not that the family's going to be there. It's going to be dynamite.
I can't wait for that. Is there any other kind of matches like that? Well, not yet. You know, is there any kind of showcasing ones that I'm thinking that I can't think about?
I've weirdly started to look forward to the Edge and Finn Balor match. I kind of wasn't.
Is that a Hell in a Cell?
Aye. I kind of wasn't looking forward to it. And then I was kind of like, why am I not looking forward to this? Because these two guys are good. And then, you know, Finn Balor came out as a demon. You get a wee reminder he's going to be the demon in it and all that. You know what I mean? You know it's going to be all the bells and whistles. And they're going to be Hell in a Cell. And you know that. And I think that's the same story there. I think they two are going to leave it all out there as well. You know what I mean?
Well, keep your powder dry, Rab, because on the list of Wrestling Daft, we're going to look at the top three matches right, you're okay, looking forward okay. to WrestleMania.
Let's see what the punters are saying. Kev wants to put all the Scottish contingents part of NXT Stand and Deliver. Coffey and Gallus and Alba Fire and Isle of Dawn on big title matches. Yes, my niece is contending for a title in NXT this weekend. So that's exciting. Who knows how that will play out.
You going to watch it with the family or whatever, Rob?
I'm going to go to Paddy Power and put money on it.
Is that Friday night, Rab? Is it Stand and Deliver on Friday night? Or is the Hall of Fame? When Stand and Deliver happen? It's Saturday afternoon, isn't
Saturday,
it?
Saturday, I think. Aye, Saturday.
Saturday afternoon. And then you've got... So it'll be Saturday about evening time, I'm guessing.
Aye.
Which will be
so
quite
I'm going to hopefully watch it with at least a couple of my wins. So we'll try and watch that.
I've just realised I've got the two wins and Stephanie's working. It's 7:30 in the morning to 9 at night, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh no.
Bad man, isn't it? What am I going to do?
It doesn't affect your WrestleMania watching though.
Well, kinda mate, because Perry's up at the crack of farts. She's right. up at 6 o'clock. I don't know how that's gonna work.
You just have to watch it on
the stay up and don't go to bed. I'll just watch it during the day.
MD wants to watch my Wayne's Gradle at this is go.co.uk.
Is there anything else I want to put out or bury? Well, I think just there's so much good stuff happening now. Why would we bother?
I watched the Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good, man. That got me buzzing. I think there's going to be a big stramage. Seen that Cody and Fingway match?
Aye.
I think there's going to be Sami Zayn, The Bloodline, Paul Heyman.
Bish, bash.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. I think
it's going to be a super booked, kind of overbooked, big Attitude Era style carry on. And I think, you know what I mean? I think Roman Reigns is going to be hanging on to that belt, like trying to hang on to it by the skin of his teeth, you know what I mean, before Cody.
Is there an ending to the Hall of Fame that I'm thinking that's going to maybe come out, Ken?
Stacey Keibler?
She's got legs. Remember her?
That's Stacey Keibler that's going in, right?
I see what's going in.
Who's the draw? Who's the kind of
Ray? I guess Ray's the draw, isn't he? But wouldn't it be amazing if Dominic turns up at the Hall of Fame and starts battering his failure at the Hall of Fame?
Fucking brilliant, man.
I want that to happen.
Why not? Or heckling him during the speech and all that, you know what I mean? Getting flung out. Maybe heckling him and getting flung out. Brilliant, man. Anyway. Right, let's see the punters.
Hey, remember that? Remember I done that at Shawn Michaels' Hall of Fame induction? I went, hey, HBK! And he went, no, cat calling, please. To me? I went, that was to me. remember somebody found it?
That's right. Kev wants to put over Tony Khan, apparently okaying Christian to appear in the Brood for the Edge Balor match if WWE wanted to happen. I didn't write about this. Did you hear about this, John?
I didn't hear about this, but that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yep. Pro 2 would like to put our Logan Smith versus Dean Ford for the ladder match they did at Bruce Station. First class effort by the lads really ended the feud well. Complete bias, of course. Grado, are you Pro 2?
Mate, I'm Pro 2 to the death.
Andy wants to put our Reigns beating Cody at Mania. Tremendous match. The head of the table continues on to 1,000. Fucking stop pulling our plonker, you, Andy. Scott wants to bury the person that tweeted that Sammy could turn on Cody and KO and rejoin the Bloodline, purely because it probably won't happen, but no, I want it to.
Imagine that.
Come on, no. Kieran wants to put over the Elite versus Blackpool Combat Club storyline. So many layers to it. Hopefully resulting in all BCC members and Takeshita versus the Elite. Hangman and Ibushi and Blood and Guts. Listen. Did you see Daniel Bryan putting Kenny in that crossface and then them all coming in and stamping on Kenny? Did you see that?
I did, aye.
Yeah. These stamps were fucking brutal, man.
It looked fucking...
What was going on there?
They didn't hold back, did they?
Are you joking? Are you fucking joking? You need to watch this, John. You need to watch it again. Watch it again and look at their feet this time.
Right.
It was terrible. It was the Grado, you'd have hated it. It was the floatiest stamps you've ever seen.
Yeah, why does that keep happening in AEW?
When the cameras
on them and they try to do all that protective bullshit.
Maybe it's because
see all that? I hate that. See all that. See the amount of times that would happen in matches and you'd hit, you know, and squeeze you. You're right. I go, I am fucking all right. Shut up.
I'd be like, see me, I'd done right. That ring, I'd be going, lay it in, brother, lay it in. Every time, lay it in, brother, guys like that. It's not even my turn to hit you. Lay it in, brother. I'd be doing, you know what I mean? Every time. Because that's kind of guy I am. Mike wants to put Kenny and El Hijo del Vikingo matches on AEW Dynamite. Incredible flitting about and doing somersaults. A few moves his middle-aged eyes had surprisingly never seen before. Did you enjoy the match? Your El Hijo del Vikingo.
It's one of the matches I have watched this week. And I mean, there's good moves. There's good moves and all that, but it's... You know, it's there's just too much, isn't there?
Once you've seen so many matches, you feel as if you've seen them all.
It's just too much. I mean, it's great and it's amazing to watch, you know, and what a crap. You know, these boys obviously know their craft well, but it's a bit too much, isn't it?
I'm in two minds about it. Paul wants to put her Cody's entrance belt. Sammy and KO recently.
Scottish Wrestling Alliance on it.
SWA is on Cody's belt. That's beautiful, isn't it? Do you think that's a beautiful thing that he's got all these promotions, indie promotions, all inside of that belt?
Brilliant. I just wish I booked him for the bash, man. Grado's big family wrestling bash.
but no written on the back, written on the front.
It'd be class, wouldn't it?
By the way, your man for the pavilion is retiring.
Oh, mate. It's like Vince McMahon lane.
Shout out to him. So he's going to be retiring. Who's new? Who's going to come in to replace him?
Who's coming in? Stephanie McMahon, Helmsley.
Well, I've heard who's coming in to replace him, and let's just say he was fantastic as Walter in Burnison. So the next... Wrestling God wants to bury the fact he's still not seen any pictures of Vince McMahon's pedo moustache. He wants to put over Rey Mysterio for cracking his son. Let this be a lesson to his voices. Don't get wide with your maw, or there will be consequences.
See my neighbour, right? See, he's got a moustache. And seen the last 2 weeks, I've met him out the back door, and every time he scowls at me and goes, "What's that under your neck? What's that shit you're growing under your neck?" Right? He mm-hmm. said once, and then the next week again, he goes, "What are you dealing with that, Anna?" It's like he fucking legit hates that I'm...
He hates it.
He hates it, mate. He hates it. What the fuck's that, Anna? I feel as if I need to get this off, man. It's wild. He never talks to me, and he keeps going...
Go and see under your neck, Grado.
Well, it needs trimmed, innit? But
I know you've trimmed it up to, because like you weren't, I wasn't. You've trimmed it though. I can see that you've trimmed it down. Aye.
He was a moustache. Surely he should be going, "Welcome to the club, brother."
See this whole fucking bit here, by the way. It would be brilliant at 0.5 speed.
You just made the list.
Everybody loves a list, so that's why we do one each week in Wrestling Daft. This week we asked you to decide between a couple, and what you chose was what's the most anticipated matches at this week's WrestleMania, this weekend's WrestleMania. So that's a good one to talk about. I think obviously my number one anticipated match is, as everybody's, is Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. My number two is going to be Rey Mysterio versus Dominic, and then probably at number three then it's Sami Zayn and KO versus the Usos. What about you, Grado? What's your top three?
Right, we're talking a card. Right, first, number one.
I'm looking forward to that Walter, Gunther, fucking Drew and Sheamus match as well.
All right, no, I'm looking forward to, I'll tell you this. Number one, the main event, Cody and Reigns. My second one, I can't wait to see Cena.
Oh, of course, aye.
Cena, and then my third one is going to be switcheroo, main event, Mysterio versus Mysterio, and then Cena and Austin Theory. Close shout out goes to Seth Rollins and Logan Paul.
That'll be good. I mean, the looking at the both nights, the night one you've got, I think Cena and Theory will be out first, do you think?
That's kicking off WrestleMania, aye.
Aye, Cena and Theory will be out first, and then you've got night one, you've got Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley, you've got the Usos, and versus Sami Zayn and KO, then you've got the tag mat, well, the three-way tag between Lynch, Lita, Trish, and Damage Control. Then you've got Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, and the Mysterios. Then you've got Braun Strowman, Ricochet versus Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders, a tag team showcase, they're calling.
So that's kind of the piss break, right? the Braun that tag
match. Yeah, that will slow it down. I'd probably say maybe the Becky Lynch, Lita and Trish Stratus will kind of, they'll put that in between just to kind of.
It's a great night though, isn't it? It's like Rollins and Logan Paul is going to be great. Dominic and Ray is going to be great.
Braun Strowman and Ricochet.
Yeah, they're a team, aye.
It works quite well, I would say.
So let's look at night two now. You've got Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Can't wait. You've got Bianca Belair versus Asuka is going to be great as well. You've got Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew. That's going to be great.
That'll be fantastic.
You've got Edge versus Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell. That's going to be a good one. You've got Brock Lesnar versus Omos. That's going to be better than people think it's going to be. And then you've got Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler and Chelsea Green, Sonya Deville. I think that's better than the guys' one, to be honest. Be a bit more interested than the guys' one.
Do you reckon I guess they're going to open with Hell in a Cell just so they can, it's down there and they can get it deconstructed for the rest of the event, presumably.
Oh, that's a good point, John, but surely they've hang it above.
They don't just lower it and raise it?
I guess so, but I'll be sitting
I suppose it's outside in it, but I suppose they've maybe got, you know what, surely there's pictures up and all that, but now what the set looks like, there's always...
I had a look, I couldn't see anything there later on. Usually by this time there's pictures of the set up, isn't there?
Well, you just have a look for that. I think it's usually on the Friday you see them. Anyway, but have a wee look and I'll redo it.
Photo from SoFi Stadium shows the old Hell in a Cell cage has been set up for WrestleMania 39.
Oh.
Oh, there it is there.
The old one? So is it a black one then?
No, it's silver. It's silver, but... Oh, right. What have they been using?
It's red. It's been red recently, hasn't it?
It's silver. And it looks to me you might be right, John. I can't see how they would levitate that up. I don't know.
Well, Bronze Cello can't wait for Dominic to gatecrash the Hall of Fame ceremony in Battle Rate and probably Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. John...
Hey, the set reveal's in 8 o'clock tonight.
Cool. John is for Seth versus Logan Paul. It's been a decent build. Two things he could do here is push Seth towards a world title and make Logan a star. Also Roman and Cody. Jamie says, Omos versus Brock. What a fucking image that is. Stuart says, tag titles, two of the absolute best modern tag teams and I love tag team wrestling. Good on you. He adds, quote, loves the Bloodline storyline, but is absolutely buzzing for Ray versus Dominic. Andy says, Logan Paul versus Rollins will be a cracker. We haven't had a bad one for Logan yet. The guy's a star. Very true. And you very, 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 very rarely get a bad one for Rollins. Bearded Bruno says, Roman versus Cody will be great, but I hope Roman retains. Seth versus Logan Paul will be match of the night 100%. Brian says, whatever match Snoop is in. Selko says, looking forward to Owens turning on Sammy at Mania and becoming the new honorary Oos. Don't say things like that. GG8 says definitely the Andre the Giant Battle Royal should be headlining if we're being honest here, hoping for a returning Hornswoggle. Ryan says Ray versus Dom. The match itself might not be great, but the story leading into it has been brilliant. Dom is the most entertaining heel gone right now. And Carlos says for me it has to be the Intercontinental Three-Way. It will literally be a slapper of a match. Has Dominic Mysterio been one of the biggest turnarounds in a fan perception in recent wrestling history? Like going for somebody that a lot of fans were like, get him to fuck, to now a lot of fans are saying he's the best heel in the business. Is that how many times has there been a turnaround like that?
Logan Paul, maybe?
Well, Logan Paul was different because it was like, why is that guy here? But the minute they saw him wrestle, everybody was like, all right, this guy can do it. But they're still... Logan Paul, I think, has got a ceiling in which I don't think Logan Paul was ever going to be able to be like a beloved babyface or anything. I think he's got a bit of a ceiling, but
yeah,
James Ellsworth.
I think it was mainly Vince McMahon that liked him and no necessarily punters. It's an interesting one, isn't it? The Dominic King. I never understood why people were criticising Dominic anyway. I thought for a young guy, he showed, right from the get-go, he showed a huge amount of potential, I thought, in the matches with Ray. Did you know?
See, when I first saw him, I was like, is that Ray's Wayne? I mean, because he's a big, tall, I mean, you've
he's
got
a big boy,
question, eh? Question the paternity there, surely.
He's brand new, man. I hung about with him a couple of times.
Dominic?
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Aye, there's a good photo. I mean, him, outside, where was it? Was when WrestleMania was in Orlando. I can't remember, was it 2017? Aye, 2017. Or at a kind of gig together. It was him, his father, LAX, Conan. Who else was there? What'd you call him? Amore, Enzo Amore. And he's brand new. And then when I went to see Drew, no last year, but the year before, I think he was still tagging with his brother. I met them in the hotel and they come up and said, oh, how's it going? They had their bags for flannels. They'd been to Flannels and Cruz. Unless you're a clubber. he used to reply to my stories and all that and follow me on Instagram. So he did.
But I mean, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? It's like, I keep saying this. I keep saying to you, like my daughter, right? She's 16. She's ever since she was a wee lassie, she's loved Rey Mysterio, right? And she was a wee lassie. In fact, just recently, and I'm talking about like at 8 a.m, I sent her a fucking video at 8 a.m. on WhatsApp of Rey Mysterio when he was in WCW, when he was part of Filthy Animals. Remember, he had his mask off and he was cutting a boot. And she was like, I had no idea that he used to cut a boot. And he's so handsome as well. He's like this wee fucking handsome rascal, you know what I mean? Aye. Cutting a boot. And I'm all, so she's, you know, she's like into, she's looking forward to that match as well. But I'm always saying, I hope I'm like that. He must be so fucking proud of his boy, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be so proud of that boy, the way that boy has turned things around.
Well, and I think, as well, what you've got to remember is if there's folk that are no, they're not up in their game, they're no kicking about right, a lot of them, they would just get their books. With Rey Mysterio's boy, he's going to have every guy in a locker room, every producer, every high hegian, giving him advice, taking him aside, showing him the ropes more than probably anybody else, any other rookie, ever. I mean, ever, because of who he is.
Well, possibly, but you've still got to have it. There's probably been loads of young second-generation talent over the years that have had the whole machine behind them. I mean, we know there has been second-generation talents over the years that have had the full machine behind them trying to make it happen, and it just Disney happens. Yeah,
I think this one's different because he isn't a boy that's went to FCW. He's not a big body guy. He literally is. He's Wayne.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Rather than somebody that's putting the time at the training and stuff like that. So I think it's a wee bit different. This one feels like...
It's also an interesting one, I suppose, for the point of view. He's one of the very, very few kind of young guys coming in who has a big history with WWE as well, because like he was involved in a major angle when he was like fucking 10 or something, do you know what I mean?
Aye.
And there's no many people you can say that about. So, you know, it's... You know, they'll be delighted. I think that company, WWE, is going to be delighted that they've got somebody who's going to carry on the Mysterio name.
And,
like, you know,
and he is a very lovely boy. Like, a very lovely boy.
That's what it matters.
You know that way you just know somebody's a nice wee guy? You go, that wee guy's cool as fuck.
It's not just that. I think you can get a sense for watching the show when you see where he is and the way the other wrestlers are around him and stuff like that. You get a vibe that people are wanting him to succeed. Do you know what I mean? And people like him. You know what I mean? You get that. And so, who goes over, though? It's a tough one, isn't it?
It'll be Dominic who goes over, surely.
You think so?
He really will do the job for his boy, surely.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many people in that arena that want to see Rey Mysterio give him a good old-fashioned heel whipping, though. You know what I mean? It's like...
What if Vicky Guerrero comes down? There you go.
I mean, I could see Rey winning this and then at a rematch or something at SummerSlam. Dominic winning, but I think, you know, but who knows what Ray's wanting to do, you know what I mean? If he is wanting to retire, if there's talk that Rey Mysterio wants him to retire, that's the way you go. You have this match at WrestleMania and you put Ray over, and then you have Dominic wanting to wrestle him again at SummerSlam or whatever, and maybe Dominic says, if I can't beat you, I'm going to retire, a career versus career type match, you know what I mean? And then there can always be that thing. Did Rey Mysterio throw the match so that his son's career would in the end? Do you know what I mean? Or that beautiful
stuff.
That's
nice. Yeah.
So let's see a wee bit of that. I think the story could run a wee bit longer, you know what I mean? So I'm excited. I'm very excited for this WrestleMania. Boys, it's been a wee quick one tonight, a wee short one, but well, excited and anticipating WrestleMania. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week when WrestleMania is done and dusted and out the way. I'm going to have a jump, certainly going to have a jump into the Wrestling Daft Discord when WrestleMania is on over the weekend to see what people are saying and have a wee blether myself. So if you want to get involved in that, now's the time to sign up to the Patreon. It will be, remember, if we do another live show, that's how you're going to get your earliest tickets and your best tickets.
I was kind of playing with the idea of having a watch along. I don't think I can be involved. I could set it up because I've got to watch. The kids love to watch WrestleMania because they love staying up and eating chicken wings at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What do you get your chicken wings?
What's that?
What do you get your chicken wings?
I usually do my own, so just buy the kind of chicken wings for like Tesco or Asda and do my own chicken wings.
Air fryer?
No, deep in the oven, deep fry them a bit, and then I haven't got an air fryer.
Get an air fryer before the weekend.
Right.
And get one. They're no dear nowadays, air fryers, are they? You can get one for about 40 quid or something.
Nah, the one I've got was.
What, your one was dear?
I've got a daddy.
Have you got the daddy?
What the fucking... I mean, I've got a good one and all right, but...
I wish yours then.
A ninja?
Aye, me too. He's yours got two draws.
No, it's just a one draw, though. It's not two draws.
Get out of you.
I don't need two draws, mate.
Nah, but,
mate, that's why you've got a fucking cyst in your chest. Because of the fucking two draws.
I know, man. Well, John, what do you put in seasoning on the chicken wings?
Well, I just do like a depending.
Okay, don't go defensive.
No. I'm just I do.
You put on the spot.
Just I don't want to say. You're getting like nervous. Pepper. You're getting nervous. What do you dip them in? Tomato sauce?
No.
John, why are you hitting a Beamer?
I'm not hitting a Beamer.
My chicken wing maker, all there, right then. What's your recipe? What do you do then?
I just follow a recipe normally online. I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, tell us, John. Don't create.
You put me on the spot, Greg.
Right, come on.
I usually just go chicken wing recipe and then follow the recipe online. I don't.
Do you do a barbecue
is
recipe?
It buffalo?
Or do you
hot? Is it penny?
What about blue cheese?
Aye.
Like a blue cheese dip?
Aye.
No, I don't do a blue cheese dip, mate. No.
Fucking hell, man. Where are these pair of wains getting a Saturday night? Tell us.
Greg, have you ever met a wain that wants a blue cheese dip?
No, I get why he wouldn't make it for his wains. He gets a buy with that. He totally gets a buy with that. But aye. He can't just be putting salt and pepper in and horning early wains.
What other snacks do you have, John?
We'll have...
Breakaways.
No breakaways. We'll have some gummies on the go. We'll have popcorn. We'll get some hot dogs.
Yes.
I'll be full shebang. That's
wee marshmallow. Wee marshmallow
the
in the mix.
I have to explain everything that's going on, you know. All right, so, you know, he was in the bloodline. What's the bloodline, Dad? Oh, it was Roman Reigns faction. Who's Roman Reigns? Oh, he's the world champion. When's he fighting? Oh, tomorrow night. Why is he not fighting tonight? Because there's two nights at WrestleMania. Can we stay up tomorrow night, Dad? No, you can't. Oh, no, it's Easter holidays. And you maybe can, but no, your mum and dad. So there's lots of questions get asked, and that's generally how my night will go on Saturday.
How are we feeling about the two-night WrestleMania now?
I like it.
Oh, I like it now, Rav.
You get used to it now. I quite like it now as well, actually. I don't know if it's just you get fucking brainwashed, didn't you?
But
Saturday night, you can stay up and watch it live. It used to be, you know, you'd have a day off work and watch it and
no, all that. These mates don't know they're born, man. The shit we used to do when we were at the school, fucking gone into school with absolutely zero sleep.
Aye, with no sleep.
Aye, man. Sunday nights, bollocks, and now they're getting it on Friday nights now and Saturday nights. We'll never, but everything's now just too commercial. It's like X Factor, that the cunt of that. That's two nights. Strictly two nights. Everything's fucking two nights.
I know it's terrible. I know we're all against the Saudi Arabia events and all that kind of stuff, and it's terrible and all that, and it's bad and human
who
rights and all that.
Who said that?
Human rights and all that and all that, right? But I tell you something, it's fucking good having it on at 5 at night, innit?
That's brilliant, eh?
And it's fucking real. See when they announce one of them, I always go, oh, that's terrible, you dancer. fucking dancer.
I don't ever think it's natural watching wrestling. I remember watching the Japan one and it was only at like 12 PM. It was like Brock and Big Show or something like that was a match. I thought, this doesn't feel right.
You've got to be fighting sleep when you're watching the wrestling.
Remember Davey Blaze says years ago, remember that he goes, man, I fucking feel sorry for that John Cena. Well, what are you talking about? Cause man, he's always last man on 4 or 5 in the morning, man.
Brilliant. Davey. Yeah, right, that's it. You're going to avoid spoilers. Are you just watching live on Sunday?
I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to need to go on and tell the missus, man. We've got no babysitters.
I'm off next week, so I think it's my anniversary on Sunday night, so I don't...
Is Bowie off next week?
We're off next week. Both of us are off next
week. Right, Bowie listeners, Clyde One listeners, this is your opportunity to fucking make the switch. Hashtag make the switch.
Just say, Alexa, play Go Radio.
Correct.
Don't say that.
Alexa, play Go Radio. How is Crofty doing, Grado? Is he all right?
Ah, he's getting better, man.
He's getting better. Is he just about recovered?
New pair of glasses. He's just discovered this non-alcoholic beer that apparently gives you a buzz.
What? How's that work?
I don't know. It's apparently they were on Dragon's Den, this mob.
Have you driven this guy off alcohol after Vegas?
Aye.
Really?
I think he doesn't want to touch it anymore, poor guy.
Never again. Never again. I think we should all go sober, boys. What do you think?
Nah.
Christ, I'd love to, man. I'd love to, but I like a swally.
Absolutely not.
There you go. Well, you'll no see us on Alcoholics
Anonymous. Why take Eckies
and
watch this, Amina? Why take Eckies and go on the stream?
In the Discord.
Chowing my face off, man. I'd be callous, wouldn't it?
I'm going to take mushies for the Finn Balor match for the demon coming.
But you know what? There will be like groups of pals. They're now going, why get mushies for WrestleMania?
mushies for WrestleMania.
No, there will be. Somebody will.
Let's get, and like maybe young boys, maybe 17, 18, that have never, let's get hash. You know what I mean?
Let's get mushies for WrestleMania, and then they've been waiting all year to see fucking Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, and they're actually just spewing in a bucket when it comes on. That was Wrestling Daft, everybody. Listen, enjoy WrestleMania. It's been a pleasure spending time with you. John, it's good to see you. Grado, it's good to see you. I hope it's going to be good. I hope we're no coming back here next week, boys, disappointed with how WrestleMania played out.
I don't think we will be. I think it's the card's looking good. The card, I think, is looking one of the best cards we've had in many a year, I think. I think the tag team match will headline night one, though, don't you think? Or do you
is
think
it not supposed to be Charlotte and Rhea Ripley?
Is it? If they decide that, I mean, it'll be hard going on after...
It's got to be the tag match.
10-bell salute for Lily Savage.
10-bell salute for Lily Savage. I'm going to fucking actually do it, by the way, before we go.
That's not working, Rob.
Can't hear it, mate.
Why can you not hear it?
I don't know.
It must be the frequency. Right,
let's try it again. Let's try it. Can you hear that?
No.
That's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Grado's going to get a 10-bell salute for Lily Savage.
That was a quick one.
That was too fast, but if you put it here, boys, you put it at 0.5, that'll be fucking perfect. So here's the Lily Savage, Paul O'Grady, rest in peace, pal. We all loved you. That was Wrestling Daft. Up the road, new Grado.
It's your suit!